From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Officials in Washington and Moscow have expressed a desire to extend their week-old ceasefire pact for Syria and confirmed aid deliveries had not yet begun, but agreed on little else concerning the tenuous situation in Syria. Supply trucks are idling at a special customs checkpoint at the Turkish border. Jens Lerke is a spokesperson for the UN Humanitarian Office.
We know that there's at least 250,000 people in eastern Aleppo who are potentially all of them in need of some kind of aid. The first 40 trucks are loaded with food for some 80,000 people for a month. And we really, really want to get it to eastern Aleppo. So as I say, it's highly frustrating. We know the world is watching.
Meanwhile, in New York, the UN Security Council canceled a meeting on Syria that was scheduled for late Friday. Cancellation came at the request of the U.S. and Russia. U.S. military says coalition forces killed one of Islamic State's most senior leaders in a precision strike earlier this month. Wael Adil Salman al-Fayed, ISIS's so-called Minister of Information, also known as Dr. Wael, was targeted, killed by an airstrike on September the 7th. Fayed was targeted in Raqqa, Syria, the terror group's self-proclaimed capital. Witnesses are saying al-Shabaab militants have captured a key Somali town near the border with Kenya. Residents at Al-Waq told VOA's Somali service that heavily armed Shabaab fighters attacked the area from two directions and are now in control of it. The Shabaab forces consisted of 200 fighters. This is VOA News.